CHL.
Powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
Great Town 104.5, the Zone. What up, Nashville? Brent Doherty with you on a beautiful day in the Music City, right, Bev?
Yeah.
I mean,
your feet hit the ground. It's a beautiful day. We are glad you're back, Mayor. Welcome back.
Thank you, and that's what I always say. Even when we're in
it's crappy and cold, it's not beautiful.
We're like 9 hours removed from an ice storm.
Right.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful because your feet hit the ground.
Okay.
Producer Joe Hunk and Ron Slay.
Hey, I'm in the building. Best believe I'm in the building. Better be ready. I'm in the building. Crying on the roof. Time for the show.
Big story. I like that intro.
Obviously, Tom Brady retires.
Best believe I'm in the building.
Will it take? Everybody asking the question, like, three games in, four games in, five games in, one of the elite quarterbacks goes down on a team that could win the Super Bowl. They call Tom. Does he go back? I would say yes, but
you think he would go back?
Yeah.
So
hell yeah. Whoever.
Anybody?
No, it would have to be like
a Super Bowl. I think it's over. The man almost cried, man. He didn't cry last
year. He cried last year.
He didn't cry.
Oh, he got all emotional and drug it out.
I cried when I wrote this song.
He doesn't do this 2 years in a row. He's done.
I think, yeah, well, maybe. Tennessee, Florida coming up at 6 o'clock. Tip-off, all network coverage begins at 5:30. We are out at 5:22. D'Amico Ryans, hell of a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a coordinator. Will he be a hell of a coach? We go down to Houston. Our buddy Sean Pendergast joins us now. Sean, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. I like the scenario you guys were laying out there while I was on hold about Tom Brady coming back at some point during the year. And the reason why is, as you guys know, J.J. Watt retired this year. If Tom Brady retires the same year as J.J. Watt, it means when I make my trip up to Canton, I'm going to have to deal with a bunch of drunk Patriot fans. But if Tom Brady comes back, I'm assuming that resets the clock for his Hall of Fame candidacy. So you've given me something to root for. That's awesome. Thank you.
That's deep thinking right there, Sean.
Yeah.
Slade,
anything to not be near Patriot fans. Yes.
Slade and I were just talking about how much we love H-Town, and I'd spent time there as a kid, so all of my sports allegiances went through Houston, so Astros, I'm obviously happy about that World Series, and Rockets over the Rockets, but we did have that 94-95 run when Jordan was off doing other things.
Those were good times.
Yeah, but the Texans, 38 losses in the last three seasons. How difficult is it to do sports radio with a team that's had that kind of futility?
Okay, that's a complex question. It's a good question. I will let your audience know as well that I, in that three-season period, have also been doing the post game on the flagship. So I've taken 3 hours worth of angry phone calls. How many is it? 38 times, Brent? 38 losses? You counted them up?
Yeah, there was one tie in there.
Yeah, there was a tie, which everybody was pissed about that tie because it was against the Colts this year when Lovie Smith punted with like a minute and a half to go from midfield in overtime.
That's right.
That was like three losses. So really, recalculate, it's like 41 losses now. So, it's been tough. Your question is doing radio. That hasn't been the worst thing in the world, only from a content standpoint, because think about everything that's gone on down here. Honestly, I've probably been on with you guys over the last two and a half years, probably three or four times at least. What other team that has been in the bottom three in the NFL 3 years in a row are you doing routine hits out of market? And you guys aren't the only other city. Like Cleveland, you can name a city I've been on. We've been a circus freak for the last 3 years, so there is something to that that's intriguing to people. Now, in Houston, it's just depressing, but it's not horrible for radio from a content standpoint, but eventually the losing does wear on you, and eventually it does turn into apathy, and this year was kind of the year where it flipped to that. Once Deshaun Watson got traded, then they were just a bad team making bad decisions and a boring team with very little talent. So it kind of flipped this year. And you can see it in the stadium, you know, like if you watched any, God bless you, if you watched any Texans games, but if you watched any Texans games,
twice a year.
Right. When they play the Titans. Exactly. So you could see, in the games at NRG Stadium, very sparsely populated. So yesterday, and I know we're going to transition into this, yesterday was a phenomenal day for the fan base here in Houston. Just an absolutely phenomenal day.
Yeah, well loved, well liked guy for sure. Great player and an up and comer for sure. Can we point back to Bill O'Brien being named general manager and having roster control? Is that what we point this back to?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yep, you nailed it. I said last night, my lead in last night, because we did, you know, big things like this happen. It doesn't matter that you're on in the morning. You go up to the studio and you do some night radio because everybody wants to talk about it. So me and Landry Locker, our midday host, just went right up to the studio at 6 o'clock last night and did 2 hours and just took phone calls the whole time of ecstatic Texans fans. But my lead into that was exactly that, which was, this is a fan base that's had to endure Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby as sort of a two-headed general manager that just completely decimated this team, the roster, the salary cap. They've had to endure Deshaun Watson wanting to leave and then Deshaun Watson not being able to be traded because he's weird in massage settings. We've had a David Culley era.
Well, that's a way
to I didn't know that there was such a thing, but we had a David Culley era.
Yeah.
We had a Lovie Smith era.
Yeah.
And that was my whole leading. I'm happy for the fans. Like that the fans have had to endure a lot of stuff. And that's just a partial list, honestly. But yes, Bill O'Brien being named Jack Easterby getting hired by the Texans. And then him gassing up Bill O'Brien to think he could be a general manager was the tipping point for this franchise, and it just sent it into a spiral. It was terrible.
Sean Pendergast, at Sean T. Pendergast on Twitter, Sports Radio 610 in Houston.
So you said great day for the fan base. Obviously, the fan base excited about this hire. Unproven, obviously, and young at 38.
Yeah. Yeah, we're okay with that because we've had Lovie Smith and David Culley, whose average age is 96 the last 2 years.
Well, plus both hires you knew were one and doners.
Right.
Like, you can't sell that to a fan base. You can sell D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
Nobody cares here, honestly. Nobody cares about D'Amico's inexperience. Nobody cares about his age. Those are fair things to bring up, Don. I'm not trying to diminish you bringing those up. Those are absolutely fair things to bring up. I'm reflecting what the mood is here in Houston.
Absolutely.
I guess what I would say about D'Amico Ryans, and you guys know enough about him having observed him, is that everywhere he's gone, not just here in Houston, but Philadelphia as well. He was there for 4 years after the Texans traded him. Everybody up in San Francisco, since he walked in the building up there as a quality control coach 5 years ago, he is beloved. He is a great leader. He is a great communicator. He's a great teacher. Now it's a transition to go to the big seat. You got a lot more on your plate when you're the head coach and you're not the defensive coordinator anymore, but all indications are he's equipped to handle it. He's the guy that every coach who's ever coached him has said that guy's going to be a head coach someday. So, I don't think on paper you can find a better candidate, period. And certainly for Houston, you can't find a better candidate considering his place in the history of the franchise here.
Yeah.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
And it seems like, man, that this is the first time they've been able to go out and say, we've got our guy. You know, that should pay dividends down the stretch, too.
Yeah. It was really satisfying yesterday on a couple of levels. Yeah, Ron, like, one is, this is the first time in a long time the Texans haven't had to settle for something.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Isn't any, in any capacity.
Point. Yeah.
You know, whether it's a coach or whether it's a player or, you know, draft choice, just whatever. Just they haven't had to settle. They got not only who they wanted, they got who everybody wanted. And that was the other really cool thing is that I think, you know, when this job cycle started and all these openings came open, there were five of them total, and Sean Payton threw his name in the hat or in the ring. And he was just sort of default everybody's, oh, that's the favorite right there. Boy, if you get Sean Payton, and I don't want to say like Sean Payton's a great coach, obviously. The fact of the matter is Denver wanted D'Amico Ryans, yeah. And D'Amico Ryans turned them down. And they, I mean, we were all sorts of hyperbole today about this on our show. We're like, yeah, we made them settle for Sean Payton, you know? Like,
so, you're right.
But it was pretty gratifying because last week when the reports came out of Denver that D'Amico Ryans was at the top of their list, all the Denver people were just assuming, well, he's going to go to Denver because Denver's a blue blood franchise and they've won Super Bowls and this and that. And my feeling all along had been, yeah, it's not a good job right now, though. Like yeah. The Texans have been a winning team more recently than the Broncos have. You know, like the Broncos haven't had a winning season since Peyton Manning was there. And they've got Russell Wilson now, who is very wealthy and very broken. My feeling all along is of the five openings this job cycle is that on paper the Texans had the best one. When you consider the draft capital, the ability to get one of these young quarterbacks, the salary cap is all cleaned up now from Hurricane O'Brien.
Hurricane John Robinson's going on.
They it's that damn Patriot tree, I tell you. So as I sit here with Nick Caserio as our GM, but they've got some good young pieces. They're in a division that, as you guys know, it seems to be kind of a little bit downtrending right now from where it's been the last couple of years. We'll see what Trevor Lawrence is, but I thought all along it's been the best job, and the best job got the best coach.
Love it. Sean Pendergast with us on 3HL talking about Houston sports and this D'Amico Ryans hire.
Mine was away from football. So
yeah, go.
I got to ask you, man, Houston hovering around top four in the nation. Can they get it done this year? Take a deep run and go and win a chip, man.
Oh, you're talking college hoops.
Yeah. No, I definitely think so. And the Final Four is here.
Yeah, it is.
Houston. Yeah. So that's what everybody's getting all gassed up about. Like we've been so focused on trying to get a damn coach. Like it is kind of nice. I'm like, okay, now I can at least watch a little college basketball. subject myself to the Rockets once or twice a week, you know, that kind of thing. We have our press conference for D'Amico tomorrow afternoon. So
awesome.
We will head into a little bit of a lull, but yeah, to answer your question. Yeah. I mean, I absolutely think so. You know, they got Marcus Sasser is a go-to All-American. Yep. He's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelvin Sampson coaches the type of basketball that works in March. So,
yeah.
It's hard to make predictions like that just given the nature of the tournament. It's the most fun way to decide a champion, but the least fair way to decide a champion because you play 40 bad minutes and your season's over. But they absolutely have the stuff to get there. And then if they get there, they're going to have a big home crowd out at NRG Stadium.
Yes, yep.
Sean T. Pendergast on Twitter, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. And you know I love asking you about the Rome Smackoff stuff. I've never asked you this question. I'm curious. Why did you come up with the name, and what's the background of Cablinasian?
Yeah, so that was like in 1997 I started calling Rome a long time ago.
For those that don't know, how many times did you win the Smackoff?
Five times. Yeah.
Wow.
99, 03,
05, 06, 07.
Wow.
That's a longevity.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Right.
Like the Tom Brady of Smackoff.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. And then I got divorced. And then I got divorced in 08. So, true story. So, you know, yeah, I know. Yeah, so it's, I was so busy running my mouth on the radio, I wasn't paying attention to what was going on. So, but at any rate, Tablin Asian, yeah. So, in 97 was when I started calling. That's when he first came on down here in Houston. And that was when Tiger Woods was starting to really rise to fame. He won the Masters at like age 20 or whatever it was. And he was the huge star. And he was on, I think Barbara Walters or something asked him what his ethnicity was. And he said, I'm part Caucasian, I'm part black, I'm part Indian, I'm part Asian. I guess you could say I'm a Tablin Asian. He said this in an interview.
And so
I called Rome that week, and, you know, like that week, and you know, I had like three or four takes in my call. One of them was about Tiger, and I was kind of poking fun at the blended name Tablin Asian. And for whatever reason, that call really like hit his funny bone, and he started calling me Shawnee the Tablin Asian the rest of, like from there on. He's like, I'm gonna gloss that guy, Shawnee the Tablin Asian. And that was it. And the funniest thing, like, if you guys have ever seen I'm like the opposite of a Tablin Asian. I'm like the pastiest white dude of all time. Like, it's but I'm an everyman. I love everybody. So Tablin Asian is It captures my the blend of my loving everybody out there.
The essence of Sean T. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Great.
That's funny. You know, it's funny, like, when we go to Radio Row, which we're going to Phoenix, are you going to get to go?
No, we're not going this year.
Okay.
Dang, yeah, are you guys going?
Yeah, we're gonna go. And it's funny, like, when Rome walks in, he walks in with like five dudes, and they're moving like at 100 miles an hour. Like, they know where they're going, and they don't want you to talk to them.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, he's always got muscle with him. You know what I mean? Like, you see, he's always got at least a couple security guys. I feel like telling him, like, dude, the Jim Everett thing's like 30 years ago. No one's gonna come over. Like, it's all good. You're well liked now. You're not a heel anymore. You're a baby face. It's all good.
I love it. Hey, we'll get John closer to the Final Four. Maybe Tennessee and Houston will be involved.
That'd be cool. Anytime, guys. Appreciate you checking. It's nice to come on with you guys and not have to talk about how weird the Texans are. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, this
nice to come on.
I can
and
hear
talk
it
about good
in
things.
Your voice.
Yeah, this hire offers hope, man. That's all people want.
Yep.
That's all we want is hope, baby. That's it. Now we just need a quarterback. Piece of cake.
Yeah, hope and a quarterback. That'll get you far. Thank you, Sean.
All right, take care.
All right, there he is.
Legit, I can hear it in his voice. Yeah. Like, just happiness.
I love it.
I can't wait to see how it turns
those
out.
Those smack off things were just unbelievable, man. And he was.
I didn't realize he won that many of them.
Oh my gosh. And it's like, it's a different kind of thing. Did you pay attention to those, huh?
Absolutely.
Being a radio nerd.
Absolutely.
And they would go for like multiple minutes. And the best dudes were like, I mean, they're scripted, right? But like, they could deliver it well.
Where it didn't sound scripted.
But it was almost like, y'all ever seen the show Veep? Like, the jokes come at you so fast in that show that you have to hit pause and go, wait a minute, what did they just say?
Well, and also, if you laugh, you might miss the next.
Yes.
Like, lead up to it.
That's what Sean was able to do, and I'm sure you can go on YouTube and find some of that. But anyway, weird story yesterday. Did you guys see this? There was a six-year-old kid who went nuts on Grubhub. So, Keith and Kristen, oddly enough, Stonehouse. Their name is Stonehouse.
Oh.
So Keith found, he had a discrepancy on a payment. And so, like, his credit card company called and said, hey, you were declined on a pizza order with your card. And he was like, what? Why? Like, we're in good standing. What's going on? And how much was it for? And he said, the pizza company said $439 at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
What?
And so he was like, wait a minute.
It's a party.
So he started to go through his credit card bill with the credit card guy. At one night, there were a bunch of like Grubhub orders in one night. So there were multiple chili cheese fries orders, multiple chicken pita wraps orders.
What? This is like my college life.
And so the story, while they're telling the story, you can see the Ring camera of the guys dropping the food off.
Yeah.
Overnight. Multiple orders of ice cream. And then it got wrecked when the pizza wouldn't go through for $439. What happened was he had let his 6-year-old son Mason play with his phone.
Oh my God.
He's just picking everything he liked.
The 6-year-old ordered all this food after Keith had gone to sleep. So his parents are asleep, and my man is just answering the door.
I mean, grubbing.
Did he not wake up and just look at me like, why do I have this many notifications on my Ring app?
He didn't have his phone. He left his phone downstairs.
Okay, yeah. That is problem number one.
Right. So almost $1,000 to Grubhub from this kid. Tennessee, Florida coming up at 6. Ball Network coverage begins momentarily. Wow.
That kid's the GOAT.
Wow.
3HL is out. Love y'all. Good night. Go
balls, baby.
See ya.
Thanks for having me back.
Wow.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
We're all with child. You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me. 6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.